shorts leave a few stains.
York Country 1039 KGRT from Mesilla Valley News. I'm Ernesto Garcia. We have been asked by the Las Cruces Police Department to evacuate our building for safety purposes. There is police activity near Española and California Avenue. I'd ask motorists to please be careful driving along California Solana. We will comply with the police officers. We're going to take our remote equipment and see if we can broadcast from the El Paso Electric Payment Center parking lot. I'm Ernesto Garcia. We have more on the story as it develops.
Your Country 1039 KGRT.
Let's go.
A note to our judges, this event took place on September 28, 2016. We were able to keep broadcasting what was going on in the standoff situation as tear gas was used in the area. We were able to broadcast live, not only on air, but through Facebook Live. So what we want to do is play you the Facebook Live feed as events were happening, followed by what it was sounding like on the air, giving our audience the breaking news reports.
I'm Ernesto Garcia. You are looking at live video right now outside our broadcast center as police have got this area quarantined off. What we can tell you is they're currently in a standoff situation a few blocks away from our building. We do not encourage people to come to this side or be anywhere near this part of our broadcast center on Solano in California. There is gas in this area. And it is a very dangerous situation. Thankfully enough, we've got our building secure and we're okay, but we're going to have to do some of our stuff from outside. And we're asking the community and public to avoid this area if possible. Police are currently in a police situation dealing with what we just heard as initial reports is they're in a standoff situation. That's all we are knowing about right now. That's all we can report. The thing we're trying to tell people is to not be in this area. There is gas smell in this area that has certainly affected people. There's people that that are waiting to try to get home or got loved ones in this area. I'm not certain when things might change or what these people are. I can understand what they're concerned about as they are dealing right now with trying to know what their situation with their loved ones is, but the smell and the gas in this area is just unbearable to a point that of our broadcast center, we had to leave our broadcast center tonight, and those of us here at Mesilla Valley News are just keeping an eye on things outside from here. Eventually, we're going to just, thanks to technology, I'm able to control a lot of the things from this part of the station, along with a lot of our staff here that's helping us out today. But we have got family members. We've got people outside right now that are, like I said, a lot of people that have family members in this residential area continue to keep live feed here for a little bit longer as we're just trying to tell people right now what's going on. We have breaking news that's also on the air that you'll hear on Mesilla Valley News. I have a report that's there right now that is going on too, as our staff is working hard to use modern technology to keep you posted as to what's going on. But our building is secured right now. Residents are waiting patiently to find out when they can go back into these areas, and hopefully police will have the situation under control. We'll kind of walk a little bit more just to get you where we can right now and to tell you how. See, whoa, we have heard just something here. We're not certain what is going on, and we're hearing shots now. We will have to stop our broadcast at this point. We'll keep up with you later. Thank you, folks. Check back soon.
And now for the reports that were on KGRT-FM.
Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia reporting outside our broadcast center where police activity continues as police are in some sort of standoff situation. The smell of gas has been in this area for over 30 minutes now, and it has made people come out and stay in their cars. I strongly do not recommend that anyone that has to come to this area stop by this area. Police have got it blocked off. Please roll up your windows if you can. Stay in areas just like our building is secured now. That would probably be a safe area right now than being outside. But at this point, we had to evacuate our building as this police activity has intensified. They're in some sort of standoff situation. We don't know much more than that. We're trying to get more confirmation from police. But at this point, all they can do is protect residents and protect people in this area. And there's a lot of residents and people in this area. We've got one lady that's right in front of us here that has a grandfather who she's very concerned about and cannot go see him right now because obviously this situation has intensified. It's been going this way. It started sometime around late this afternoon and has just continued to grow. Hopefully in the next few hours this situation gets resolved, but please do not come to this area. You will smell the gas, and it will. It has, trust me, made it very difficult for me to report out here, and it's to the point of I will have to go report from another remote location that's a little more safer than when we are. That's how this situation has escalated. I obviously do not encourage people to come on out to this point. We'll get you up to date with the very latest tomorrow on Mesilla Valley News. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia.
For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia with the very latest on a standoff situation that has now come to an end. Police have taken into custody a suspect who they issued a warrant to earlier this afternoon around the area of California Española. We do not have the exact street address as to which home they were executing this warrant on. We don't even have the individual's name at this time. We will not get this information until tomorrow morning. Police have let us know, though, they have taken the suspect into custody. Shots that you heard during our Facebook fan page live feed on Classic Hits 98.7 were devices that were used to go inside the house. They were part of launching tear gas, actually, into the house. We can confirm that police did have to use tear gas in this standoff situation. We have confirmed that with Las Cruces Police Department. They had worked with us to help us secure our building. We had to evacuate our building. We had to send our DJs home as well, so therefore we could continue to broadcast but give you these news updates. Thanks to modern technology, we're able to use remote equipment to let you know the very latest going on. The area should be cleared soon and traffic should be flowing. The gas smell has gone away from this point and should be fine, but still, if you have anybody with any asthma or any type of breathing conditions, you might want to still avoid the area to possibly tomorrow sometime. Well, this is the very latest from Mesilla Valley News. I'm Ernesto Garcia. Once again, we want to thank the Las Cruces Police Department for their efforts in helping us out from our broadcast center, as they were very helpful to secure our building, make sure everyone was safe, and protection of our DJs, which we're very thankful to. We thank Chief Jaime Montoya and his staff, Officer Facua, who we owe a big gratitude for, from Adams Radio Group of Las Cruces, and all of us here at Mesilla Valley News. Once again, a suspect's taken into custody after a standoff situation on the corner of Solano and Española. That's all we can say is the area that we can narrow it to. We don't know the exact address or the exact street. We hope to get that information tomorrow morning on Mesilla Valley News. With the very latest, I'm Ernesto Garcia. Have a great evening.